Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Okay, now I've said, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, I have said, Kayla says to me, I have questioned that generally, she's testing the limits of this now. Because obviously, this is the very beginning of the show. We barely even acknowledged each other.
I had one sip of coffee so far. So right. Yes, definitely walking on a tightrope right now.
Yeah, we're ready to start a show. And Kayla says to me, oh, now 45 seconds ago, maybe. I had a question. And I'm like, all right.
Okay.
Okay. If this is how you want to start, this is how we start.
Do you save your gift bags? There is this really big post online right now about this woman who was at family Christmas,
yeah,
and her mother-in-law, after everything gets open, just starts throwing away gift bags. Like, oh, the normal, like regular, just throwing them away. And she's like, no, what are you doing? You fold these up and you save them for next year. And she goes, no, you don't. They're gift wrap. Mm. It's like,
I thought this was going to go the other way, that somebody got busted for re-gifting gift bags.
Oh.
You know, which will happen. And then how would you know? Because, I mean, really.
Short of you taking pictures of all of the gift bags from the year previous.
I get that if you used one and then you get them back, but could we not all be going to the same Target?
You know what I mean?
Could we not all be going, or, you know, could we not all be getting them from the same source? I thought you were going to go the other way with that. Yes, you definitely save gift bags. I believe my wife saves gift bags. In fact, I know that my wife saves gift bags. I do not, but that's because that's my wife. You know, I just stay out of the way.
Yeah. But yeah, she saves sure. The ones that are salvageable. Sometimes they're broken. You throw those ones away. But the ones that you can reuse, let's be a little bit more eco-friendly here. You know what I mean?
And now on the 9th of January, that is the final holiday bit that we're going to do. That's it. We're done.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I just want to, before we get into this, Kayla says, Buddy and I do a little, what did you say?
We do this like weird thing. And I would like to preface that, like, I do it because Buddy wants to do it. I don't like.
And by the way, if y'all want to take that dirty, go ahead. Because I said, is this where, actually, then my question back to Kayla was, is this appropriate for the show?
Yes.
Has our friendship taken a different level that I'm not comfortable with necessarily? But yeah, I'm interested.
We have two senior dogs. They are, Penny is 13, Hercules is 12.
Oh my God. And the other day you sent me a picture of Penny. I love Penny the pirate dog. Also pilot dog. She does it in her spare time. But she has sugar face now.
Oh, she is so gray in the face.
She's so gray in the face. Love it her. Broke my heart.
Still very spry. Loves to run.
Spry.
She's great,
now
but she is a senior
now
dog.
You're an old lady.
Well, she is getting...
spry.
Well, she is getting very picky on her food. So Buddy and I have started doing this thing where we, quote, microwave them gourmet food. No. It's not actually microwaving that.
No, you fake the food, though.
So you put the food in there, and then we go over and we take a spoon and we fake put food in with their dry kibble.
No, and she buys it.
Oh, yeah. And then we go put it in the microwave, but he doesn't even press it. He goes, ding, 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 and then makes the sound. And she's like fascinated by it the whole time. And then he goes and puts the food down, scarfs it all up.
Yeah.
She has this, but it's all just dry kibble.
No, what's great about it, no, you're not the only, I see this on the internet a lot, and your phone's listening to you right now. And so you'll see those reels all day long now. And I'm here to tell you, that's 10% for the dog, 90% for you.
Laugh the entire time.
Just the act of taking it out of the, taking it out of the microwave, maybe giving it a little extra attention. The dog is appreciative and goes, "Woo, this might be something different." But the other 90% of that, the noises and whatnot, that's all for you.
Oh yeah.
The Chep Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day. Oh my God, this is like out of a movie. A flood in England swept a woman's car down a river. She was inside. Her 3-year-old daughter was inside.
No.
They're trapped. How are they going to get out? The car got itself wedged underneath a bridge, water rushing all around them.
Oh,
okay. They could have drowned, and honestly, could have been worse had it not been wedged under the bridge.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because then it floats away and it sinks and all that kind of stuff. So this guy named Liam had ratchet straps in his work van, anchored the car to the bridge so that it would, stay in the one place, and then got them both out.
Oh,
saved their lives straight out of a movie. It's amazing.
That's really, really crazy cool.
Top that. Good luck.
There's an 89-year-old Navy vet in Florida who loves hanging out at a diner in Pensacola. It's called Scenic 90 Cafe. So last month, they posted a photo of him on Facebook and said, "Mr. Lee loves our company, but we love his even more." Super sweet, right? Just honoring their customers, loyal customers. Well, the post went super viral, and now they're planning a big party for him for his 90th birthday in March. They're asking people to send him cards, or you can even buy him lunch. They're saying all you got to do is just call into the restaurant, and they have a gift card that's set up for him so you can put money on the card for him. Again, Scenic 90 Cafe, if you want to Google it and donate some money or something.
Yeah, they're saying call the restaurant and ask for a manager. I'll give you the number, 850-433-8844. 850-433-8844. If you want to buy him lunch, which is great. We're in. We're totally in. Really quick, Swiss scientists say they've got a new antibiotic that works on drug-resistant bacteria, the first new one of its kind in over 50 years.
Wow.
And I'm told that scientists are making a breakthrough on lymphoma as well.
Oh.
It's still, there's apparently news to come later on this week. So we'll see. Fingers crossed. Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah, it looks nice enough out there. It's freaking cold. If you haven't been out there, if you haven't been outside yet. Woo.
I'd wear gloves to work today.
Buddy, and honestly, she still hasn't been outside yet. check on the elderly, check on the pets, cover your, all the stuff that you got to do when it gets super cold. And check on your friends like Kayla, who wear gloves when she's not even going to be outside.
I have to get from my car to the door here at Odyssey Las Vegas.
7 feet.
It's a good 14 feet. And that is the coldest I get anymore. I have to wear gloves when it gets this cold.
6 steps. I just envisioned it. I just envisioned when I've watched you get out of your car and go, "Well, this sounds creepy." When I've watched you get out of your car,
so creepy.
Walk inside.
It's
not me. But 6 steps for you?
Yeah, probably. I'd say 6 steps. Yeah. But the gloves are needed. Are you crazy plant cover guy when it starts to get really cold?
No. We actually, no. No.
I have a couple of neighbors. It's interesting. I've never had this before. At least here, I have not had this before in the desert where it's the cover of the plants. When it's been cold, like when I lived in northern Florida, and it would get very, very cold because it would just stay wet all the time.
Sure, sure.
And so they would cover plants because it makes sense. Here, I'm like, I didn't think that was a thing. No, apparently it is that people cover plants here to protect them.
I know somebody who got an email from their guy. You know, they got a guy, you know, who takes
like
care
a landscape guy.
Like a landscape guy, sure.
Sure.
And they replied, you know, they were like, hey, it's gonna be cold. You cover up the plants, maybe put a light bulb. You know, well, because a light bulb will give enough heat.
We'll have it, yeah, just to keep it going.
And they wrote back, isn't that what we pay you for? I don't know.
Can you come cover them up with that burlap sack or whatever they call it? I don't know.
A what?
A burlap sack?
Oh. I thought you said something entirely different.
I probably did. Let's be honest.
Oh, okay. Anyway, it's cold. And you know what? Here's what's awesome. You'll get calls from all of your other friends. That are like, yeah, but in the east, you know, on the east coast, we got a blizzard.
Oh God, yeah, you know, that's true.
Up in the northwest, blizzard warnings for the mountains.
Wow,
which they never, you know, they never have that. I guess tens of thousands without power this morning, you know, that kind of thing.
That stinks.
And it's like, yeah, that's why I live here.
By the way, and then if you have a fireplace, try to get that thing cranking before you need it. That is like the biggest pro tip that no one ever gave me growing up because we really didn't need a fireplace. But like, don't try to start a fire when you have A, no idea how to do it, or B, it's got like so much dust and grime and everything accumulated on it. So when you turn it on, it goes whoo whoosh. Like that is the worst thing that could happen. So do it now before you're going to actually. Yeah.
Any more helpful safety tips, Kayla?
Listen, I'm ignorant when it comes
to the
cold.
You're worried about plants and stoves and whatnot.
Yeah.
You good? That's your grandma talking. You're going to make a great grandma one day.
Oh, thank you.
You've been in training for...
Sure.
Here's my other question. Our producer, Adrian, and here's what's funny. I'm not really sure. You wearing basketball shorts today? Okay. Don't be the...
Oh, good.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. We saw that guy yesterday. We were like, oh, God.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, as long as we both put our headphones on. You want to rant? You want to do your rant about fireworks now?
I hate.
Want to get this off your chest now?
Well, I'm like seething from it because first of all, we found out who had leftover fireworks from New Year's Eve. It was all the Michigan fans, apparently.
Yeah.
Because last night we chose to set them all off at like 9 p.m.
Which they had also done over the weekend.
Yes. But like, I don't know. I guess I don't know the rules, but the fireworks. Can you, like,
you
how?
You do know the rules.
I don't know the because I'm not a firework person.
The part that bothers you is that they're breaking the rules.
Yeah. I just thought that you get like you get one day of like residual holdover of the fireworks. Like you can do them on the night of the first and then we're done with the fireworks.
I think it's July 4th and that's it.
July 4th just, and then New Year's.
I don't think it's legal to set them off on New Year's. I don't even know. Because here's the thing. Have you ever heard of one person getting busted for shooting off fireworks? I'm sure it happens.
I'm sure it does. I've never heard of it. So I was just really, really taken aback last night as I was.
Did you call your HOA?
I was going to, dude. Like, I don't understand that. How some, like, they were very close to us to the point where I was like, I'm going to go investigate. This is ridiculous. It was a Monday night. I get that you're like, and I'm going to say that it had to be with like the big, like, there's no way that you set off fireworks on a Monday night unless you're celebrating the national football game, like the national college football game. Like, okay.
What's it called?
National college football game, whatever. The college football game. The Michigan game, where they won and beat your Huskies.
See how many different versions of it you'll give me.
I'm so angry right now, and I'm just rambling, and I can't help it.
See, and I don't know if you're aware of this. You know, we've worked together a while. I don't know if you're aware of this. What I'm doing right now is called poking the bear.
I know.
That's what that's called.
Well, I know you would have been irritated, too. I bring it to your attention because it's very irritating. I feel very disrespected in my neighborhood.
Only because my Huskies played like dog meat.
I thought they looked good at the...
No pun intended.
I thought they looked good at the beginning up until about 10 seconds into the third quarter.
Couldn't play defense. Played all right. Played all right going at the end of the second quarter. I thought going into halftime, I went, we're going to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to win this. We're going to come out. We're going to score at the start of the third quarter. And not for nothing, I hate Michigan. Since birth.
It's really funny.
No, it's ingrained. Because the Huskies used to play Michigan in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, okay.
It's part of how I became friends with all my Ohio State people. Because we share a love for the blue.
Yeah, I didn't care. I was rooting for the Huskies last night. And then I fell asleep, honestly. I stopped. I didn't really care for the game, honestly.
Until the fireworks went off.
And then the fireworks went off. And I'm like, but by the way, now both teams are dead to me. Both teams are.
Both? Who both?
The Huskies and the Wolverines? Yeah. Both dead to me because whoever set those fireworks off last night, you are the worst kind of fan. The worst kind of fan. Sorry, I feel better.
Go on the Nextdoor app.
Did you get on there.
Get on there. Who in my neighborhood?
No,
me.
Did one better. I went on Facebook and then started my rant there because that's always healthy.
Signed Kayla, not Karen. Kayla.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla's famous lie of omission coming up on. Relationship rehab at 8 o'clock.
I do feel like full disclosure is a very important thing in relationships.
Oh, I have no doubt in this particular instance that you're boy, what makes you more upset?
I'm trying to poker face you right now. So
I understand. Yeah. No, I understand. You know.
But the problem is that you know how I feel about things like this.
You got three aces. Is that a thing? I don't play poker. What makes you more upset? People shooting off fireworks on the 9th of, on the 8th of January. What makes you more mad? People shooting off fireworks on the 8th of January or this lie of omission that's about to come up?
The shooting off the fireworks for sure.
But it's close.
Oh God. Yes, absolutely. One I'm morally torn on. The other one, I just want to punch somebody in the face. Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm trying to sleep. I could just see it.
Sorry.
I could see you don't know who to call. You don't know what to do. You're just mad.
And it's just quick enough to where I'm like, now you woke me up. Now my dog is scared. And I got to calm down the dog. At least I'm prepared for it on New Year's and 4th of July.
Yeah. If you missed this, they were shooting off fireworks in Kayla's neighborhood last night. Obvious Michigan fans because they won the Natty.
Congrats. I'm happy for you. Can you just celebrate inside and do beer bongs like the rest of us? I do we need to shoot off fireworks? No.
You were doing beer bongs?
No, I'm just saying that if I was going to celebrate, that's what I would do.
Oh, fair. Okay.
Yeah.
inside?
Please.
All right, you want to play a game really quick? National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Shout out to all the cops. Shout out to everybody who wears a badge, carries a gun, keeps our city safe. Kayla, I'll name a famous TV slash movie cop. You tell me the show slash movie.
Okay.
Start off with an easy one for you. Olivia Benson.
Oh, Law and Order SVU.
Law and Order SVU.
Put a number on the board, kids. I'm going to be so good at this.
Yeah, maybe. John McClane.
Die Hard.
Good for you, 2 for 2. Frank Columbo.
Columbo.
Nicely done. I thought I could cross you up.
I only know the name Columbo, so I just assumed.
Chief Wiggum.
I don't know. Chief Wiggum. Family Matters? Is that his last name? Family Matters?
Solid pull.
I can't remember their last name.
Adrian, Chief Wiggum?
I'm out.
Simpsons.
Yeah, I don't watch Simpsons.
Clarice Starling.
The chick from that he eats people's faces. That movie. The Eat People Faces movie. That movie.
Give it to you. From the Eat People, from the famous Eat People's Faces movie.
What is it called?
Silence of the Lambs.
That's what it was.
You are good at this game. You're better at this game than I thought. National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. What TV show and or movie is Detective John Kimball from?
John Kimball.
I wouldn't have gotten this one.
John Kimball is from, I feel like Kimball was
80s movie.
The Mel Gibson hair guy. I feel like that was him. What movie is that?
Mel Gibson Hooch? Hair guy.
Hooch, is that the movie?
Mel Gibson hair guy.
Well, and Danny Glover, when they're together.
Oh, okay.
What movie is
this? Is Mel Gibson the hair guy?
Yeah,
Lethal Weapon? I appreciate you taking a swing at it like that.
I don't know actual movie names. Mel Gibson.
Do you know Detective John? Do you know Detective John Kimball? Producer Adrian? You know what? I'm a liar. 1990.
Hooch. I know there was a movie with
Turner
a dog.
Turner and Hooch.
I'm going to guess
Tom
that
Hanks.
One. Yeah. But I don't know if it was about a cop. I never saw that movie.
How about this clue? First of all, you just said one of the names or one of the words in the title.
Turner?
No.
Hooch?
No. It's a movie about a
dog?
No.
Just tell
me. National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. It's a movie about a
John Kimball. Kimmel? Kimball.
No, you literally just said a second ago.
Cops? About,
yes.
Okay.
Blank cop.
LA cop.
It's not a Thuma.
Oh. I don't remember it.
Adrian, nothing? Oh, I thought for sure.
Kindergarten cop.
Yeah!
Kindergarten cop! Oh, my God. Somebody is screaming at their radio right now because we're so dumb, Adrian.
No, it just is.
In all fairness, Adrian is like 30 or whatever. Like, I'm mid-30s now, almost.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like...
You were conceived. That was, yeah. Somebody brought that home from Blockbuster, and then 9 months later, Kayla was born.
You're disgusting.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! So it's relationship rehab. Kayla's favorite. Sort of.
I just feel like in relationships, you should be, when it comes to family and the person you're choosing to spend your life with, that you should be very honest, even about like your history.
The
and everything.
Lie of omission.
Yes.
Kayla hates it. Here's the thing. That's a lot to cover. You know what I mean? Like.
Is it?
Well, in this case, maybe not so much.
I feel like it's a one sentence.
But sometimes I think when we talk about this, well, why didn't they tell me? Because they don't want to.
Because it's embarrassing, usually. Or, something they're not proud of.
Yeah, maybe they want to put it behind them.
Sure.
Maybe all of that other stuff.
It's not about you. It's about, anyway. So.
Well, and I just don't know that it's always the lie of omission. Well, you and I just don't, we don't see eye to eye on that.
That's fair.
Not all the time. Sometimes.
I am curious to know where you stand in this situation, if this should have been disclosed.
All right. You want to tell her or you want me to?
I'll tell it. Yeah.
All right, go.
My fiance didn't tell me that he was related to a murderer.
Oh, that's the subject line. Yeah.
Yeah. There's not much more to the story than that. We've been together for 4 years, engaged for one. We're getting married this summer. Congratulations.
Yeah, good for you.
Maybe you're getting married this summer. I don't know. He is not close with his siblings, but talks to his parents all the time. And I found out that his uncle did a murder-suicide thing where he killed his ex-wife, her new boyfriend, and his roommate, and then took his own life when the cops caught up with him. Like, and I'm just going to use this verbatim, like, how am I just now finding out about this? I mean, we were casually sharing uncle stories, and that's what you pop off with? First of all, I know. I can hear you.
Well, let's just do this. Let's just do this. One word answer. One word answer. Red flag or no?
Oh, okay.
Red flag or no?
I would say red flag.
No.
That he didn't tell you that he was related to a murderer.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's interesting.
Okay, let's open this up. 702-364-9898. Is it a red flag? And I'm not kidding. We're not doing this just for the show. This is true, honest to God. You know, we're not just like, here, I'll say one thing. You say another. I really didn't know. This is not a red flag, and I'll tell you why.
That's
boy, and I'll tell you what, Kayla's never been more dug in.
I know. Yeah. I just feel like that is a huge thing of your history.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. You know what? Yes, it is. We can agree on that. It is a huge thing.
But then you're not on my side. It's so weird.
No, I'm not on your side.
Interesting.
702-364-9890.
I think the majority of people will agree with me that that's a red flag.
Why do you think that? Why?
Why do I think it's a red flag?
The majority of people think you're an idiot.
No, because you can, after, I'll tell you why it's a red flag. You're not finding this out until you're...
Mm. Yeah, we'll get there.
Sorry you asked, and now I'm all heated.
I didn't. All right, 702-364-9898. Red flag or no? Kayla's convinced, as you can tell. Everyone's going to agree with her. We'll see about that.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my God.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Get ready.
Days from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
I take no pride in this, Kayla.
Okay.
I want you to know I take no pride in this.
Something tells me you do.
Phone calls are overwhelming in the not a red flag for relationship rehab. There's not much more to the story than this. We've been together 4 years, engaged for one, getting married this summer. He's not close with his family, but he talks to his parents all the time. I just found out that my fiance's uncle did the murder-suicide thing. I don't know why I'm giggling. I giggle because I'm freaked out.
It's a little freaky.
I giggle
yeah.
when I'm freaked out. Did the murder-suicide thing where he killed his ex-wife, her new boyfriend, and his roommate, and then took his own life, and the cops caught up with him. How am I just now finding out about this? Well, is this a red flag? What? First of all, here would be my other question, Christina. What kind?
Yes.
I wonder what kind of red flag she like. Does that make him a murderer? What kind of red flag are you looking for?
It doesn't make sense. Like, so I personally, in my family, my brother committed murder. That has nothing to do with me. Most of the people that I talk to or that I know don't know that because it has nothing to do with me. That's his personal thing. And I'm not close to him. It's a half-brother. So I feel like if she hasn't found out in 4 years, it's because he's not close enough to his family where he's not associated with that. So it shouldn't matter.
Here's what sucks, Kayla, is that Christina explained that so well that we did have calls that said, yeah, it's red flag. Yeah.
Yeah.
They all hung up.
And they all hung up. Yeah, I know. I saw that. But Christina, no, this is very interesting because you talk to somebody that has a similar situation. Do you have a significant other? Are you married or anything like that?
I am.
Okay. Does your partner know about your half-brother or step-brother?
Yeah, about the murdering?
Yes. Yes, he does. And he found out because I had to go out of state with my dad's side of the family. And it was going to come up, so I just gave him a heads up.
How far into the relationship were you at this point when it came up?
I want to say it was like a year, but I'm closer to my family than it sounds like this person is, because it's in 4 years. It hasn't come up.
Yeah, right.
I'm just waiting for Kayla to go break up with him.
No, I wouldn't do. I just want to know genuinely the time frame of when it's cool to say, like, hey, just to let you know, got close with an axe murderer or something. I don't know.
Once you feel ready to tell them, it's kind of like the same thing of because, and I'm not comparing it in any way, shape or form, but it's kind of like telling someone you've had something traumatic happen to you.
Yeah.
You tell them when you're ready to tell them.
Yeah. Or if you want to
tell
them at all.
Because it is shameful. There is a line of shame, even though it wasn't you. There is some form of shame towards, like, the family, let's say.
No, I found out a guy that I've known for years and years and years. I just recently found out that his brother was the cocaine king of Seattle.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day, he was the cocaine and went to jail for it. For a long time, like 15 years, went to jail for it. And I just found this out the other day. Now, it wasn't him. It was his brother. But do I look at my buddy and go, makes sense. You know what I mean?
a little bit. Like, it changes a little bit for you.
Yeah. But one's got nothing to do with the other.
That's fair.
Not a damn thing. Christina, thank you. Have a great day. Very well spoken.
You too.
You probably ruined it for the rest of them because you did really good. You did really good. All right, have a good day. Maria, anything else to add to that?
No, same thing. I had a friend whose brother, he had a brother who I had a really bad divorce, and he ended up killing his ex-wife and himself. But again, like, you shouldn't be held accountable for actions that you didn't commit, and it's none of her business. It's a family matter. And until, like Christina said, you're ready to talk about it. It is a traumatic experience. You can't expect someone to just blurt it out.
That's a fun question too. Thank you, Maria. So, Kayla, why is it your business? And I'm not trying to put you on trial here. I'm just asking.
Because you are family. You know what I mean? Like, you're the fiance. You're getting married this summer. It's just interesting that you, at this point, had never heard about it in 4 years, and you're literally getting married in a few months. It's just interesting. That wouldn't be disclosed at one point.
But is it a red flag?
I would say it's a red flag still.
What kind of red flag?
Just one that you're not being 100% truthful.
I'm not going to want to wear it.
Okay.
Yeah, what's going on in your car, Margaret? It's all good.
I believe, too, the same thing. Someone's mistake or bad decision doesn't define who you are and your character. My uncle murdered someone too, and it doesn't define who I am. So it's not a red flag for me.
Or does it?
But again, when did you, so you're married?
I'm kidding.
Yes.
Okay, when did you tell your significant other that your uncle killed someone?
I never told him because this happened to me when I was like 5 years old.
Yeah.
So I was a young child.
He still doesn't know.
No, he doesn't know.
I don't know.
Our family's big. My dad's from a family of 12. My mom's from a family of 10. We're related to the whole island. So, I mean, you know, you don't.
There's bound to be a murderer in there somewhere.
you got
everybody in there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we got the whole island. You know?
You got all kinds of kinds.
I do love that you guys take that secrecy thing to like a new level. You're like, all right, we're just going to bury this and no one ever talk about it.
Wait a minute though, Margaret, it's not a secrecy thing. Isn't it just, who cares? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not something you know what I mean? It's not like you're like, oh, when I was 5 years old, my uncle murdered somebody. I mean, it's just something in the past. And, you know, actually, he got released like 5 years ago for, I guess, you know, for serving his time. He actually went out and he talks to people about making the wrong decision.
Sure.
He's a big speaker on Guam about making that wrong decision and doing right with your life. And so he's changed himself.
And good for him. You know what I mean? And good for him.
Awesome. Exactly.
All right, Margaret, have a great day. Thank you.
And you too, you guys. Love you guys.
Love
you back. Are you, honestly, are you reconsidering? You have the look on your face that you're reconsidering.
I want to reconsider. To me, it's still a red flag.
I'm still not clear on what kind of a red flag
like
it is.
Like, the ultimate sin of life could be to take somebody else's life, right? So,
are you going
to
cry?
No,
for a minute.
I'm just trying to wrap my brain around it because I heard from Christina. Like, those people are saying that they're like, I have a murderer in my life. And I don't tell anybody about it, which I totally get why you don't.
How do you bring that up? Hey, guess what? You know, Uncle Billy?
Yeah,
murderer.
Like, I'm not asking you to put it in your Tinder profile, yeah, but I am thinking that within a couple of months of dating someone, you might want to bring that up.
Yeah, be careful. You know, when you're watching football, be careful about arguing with Uncle Billy. He'll shank you.
He's got a mean streak in him.
He'll take you down.
Oh, my God.
Is that how they...
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Why does that come up?
I don't know when it comes up. I just feel like it should sooner than 4 years.
Unless you're an oversharer like me.
We do overshare. Maybe that's my biggest problem, is that we do overshare a lot. Well, I'm disappointed that no one agreed with me.
Because honest to God, I don't know that I've ever seen it, but I'm sure it's happened where you've got them going, hi, I'm Kayla. My uncle's a murderer. You know what I mean? It's like... Maybe. Text line, anything to back you up?
No, I
saw the look on your face that led me to believe that you had one that was back in your play.
No, just a lot of red flag, not red flag.
Hang on
there. So it's
Savannah wants to take up for you before we go. Okay, last call. Savannah, go.
Okay, I think it's a red flag because that means there's history in that family. And if we're going to have kids and there's some mental disorder somewhere in there, I need to know, what am I having? What am I going to have in the future? Is somewhere down the line, it can't just be an isolated event, or else they would have brought it up sooner.
Okay, but again, how does this work? You go to the gender reveal. What are you having, murderer?
That's not how it goes. However, Savannah, I think that you and I can both agree, 4 years was too long to find out that information. You should have disclosed
it
earlier.
It's way too hidden. It makes me think there's something else. What else are you hiding? If you're hiding this one thing that happened, what's the big deal of hiding it for 4 years? Now it makes me think there's something else.
You just found your twin.
I know, Savannah, you're my hero.
That literally
right now
sounded like Kayla.
It's me and Savannah on the island. That's right, over here.
Why?
Nobody's agreeing with us, but I am fishing till the hole is empty. I think there's something else.
What? Playing the music for you guys being
Thank
on
you.
The island. Well, you guys have a nice time.
Yeah.
Good luck with the paranoia.
I know. Unfortunately.
You're great. Seriously, Savannah, great stuff. Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good morning, guys.
I'm not convinced either. As much as you're not convinced, nor am I.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair
enough. We'll leave it at that. And here's what's really funny. I could have told you 20 minutes ago when we started this that that's how it was going to end up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I have a note. It says backwards birthday. What's that all about?
Have you heard of this? It's gaining more traction because a lot of people don't want to start admitting when they're getting older. So backwards birthdays have become a thing. So you start counting backwards once you hit a certain age. For example, my great-grandmother, my grandmother, my mom, they all died at the age of 70. So when I hit 35, I would start counting backwards because then, like, you know, you're like, you think that you're going to pass away somewhere around that age.
Not so morbid at all.
That's what I said.
Happy birthday. Let's think about dying. What?
I know. I thought it was the most morbid thing. People are like, no, it's to maintain my youth and blah, blah, blah. And I go, but you're literally counting down until you think you're going to die. How is that not the most morbid thing on the planet?
Yeah, just do the old tried and true, I'm, you know, it's just celebrating the anniversary of my 29th birthday. Just do something cheesy like that.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So there's a big brouhaha online. That's right, I said brouhaha. A battle royale, if you will. An all-out war. A big fight. Are you cool with opening a package of food for your kid or for yourself?
Sure.
Can you eat stuff in the store before you've paid for it?
Oh, that's such a tough one. If it's sealed, yes. If it's like the bags that like you fill up at the grocery store and
stuff.
You're
like grapes?
No, because it's all based on weight or,
right.
or size.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But okay, but if you get a bag of Doritos, can you eat the Doritos, then have them scan the bag and go?
Yes. Totally. 100%.
Really? Because you're such a rule follower, I can't believe.
Well, you're still scanning it in. That's the reason I'm okay with it. You're scanning the same barcode is going to charge you the same amount. So go all in on some cheesy puffs.
It bugs me to no end, but I don't think I'm against it. Like it's one of those things that I would never do.
Yeah.
I don't think.
What, but here's my question. Have you ever gone to the store and gotten like a bottle of soda or something like that and sipped it as you were shopping?
Yeah, no.
You've never done any of
that? Yeah, no. But I understand those that do.
Yeah.
I just don't think I could do it.
That's a big thing in the South. When you go to like a Publix, you'll go get a fountain soda from over in the deli section.
Right.
Where they make all the subs and everything like that. You'll get a fountain soda and you'll do your shopping and then they'll scan it through at the end.
That'll be the big thing. They should weigh you. That's what they should do. They should weigh you.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I just realized this show has quite the theme to it today. It's you and I just going back and forth going, is this weird?
It's a weird Tuesday.
That's how you know that your marriage is good, your relationship is good. When you go around to each other and go, I got a thing on my back. Does this look infected?
You know, whatever it is. I get what you're saying.
Does this look like it's growing?
But there are no boundaries anymore. We're just asking each other.
Is there hair coming out of this? Is it weird? Again, somebody asked, there's been a ton of like, I need a P1's court. I need a relationship or whatever. Is it weird that, let me ask this a different way. Before you got married, and you're this kind of person, spreadsheets, color coding, whatnot.
I love organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have that for your wedding?
Not really, but our wedding was so opposite of my natural tendencies because we got engaged during the pandemic, got married during the pandemic. So it did throw my natural rhythm off. I would say if the pandemic wasn't there, I would have had graphs, bar graphs, all that stuff like happening.
A girl at work, this is from the email. A girl at work has spreadsheets with color-coded items for every topic you can imagine. She's planning out her wedding, every little detail. She doesn't even have a guy. She's not even dating. We all went through her binder together and questioned her about her wedding obsession. This triggered a number of questions. But so
she gets a wedding before she's even got a man or a significant other?
Yeah.
That's weird. I mean, I've heard of weirder things, but that isn't normal. Like normally you would, because your style is going to change, everything like that.
Buddy participated in your wedding, right?
My husband got his jacket for our wedding, and that's how we based our entire color because he went and got a blue jacket. And I said, well, I guess our color scheme is blue then. You know what I mean?
That doesn't sound like he was actually part. That sounds like you.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know. Before we go, happy birthday to Nicolas Cage. A couple of days ago, turned 60.
Yeah.
He still lives here, I think.
He was spotted out on New Year's Eve. Someone got a photo of him there. He looked great the other night at the Golden Globes.
That's why I thought he still lived here, maybe. Maybe he just visits. Nicolas Cage originally offered the role of Shrek. Turned it down. He was afraid his kids would only think of him as an ogre.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's adorable.
That's cute.
These are really good. More you know before we go. George Lucas originally wanted Tom Selleck to be Indiana Jones. Can you imagine?
I actually can.
Oddly enough. It's not the same.
With that stash? Oh, yeah.
He would have done it, but he had a contract. He had signed a contract to do Magnum P.I.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do both. The last NFL game to end in a 0-0 tie. New York Giants, Detroit Lions in 1943.
Yeah.
Raiders Vikings was super close to that earlier this year, but we'll not talk about that anymore. Walt Disney's brother, Roy, was the very first person to ever buy a ticket to Disneyland.
Oh, that's cool.
Tickets in 1955 when Disneyland opened. Do you know how much they were?
$5? I don't know.
One crisp American dollar.
Oh my God.
And that's about $12 in today's
money. That's what I was going to ask.
So, yeah. Make out of that what you will. Now, you always hear about it. Who fell down the well on Lassie?
Timmy.
No. Not even once. Never. 571 episodes
never
of Lassie.
Never fell. Not a boy.
Timmy never fell down the well. You know who did?
Who?
Lassie.
What?
The only character who ever fell down a well was Lassie. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So stupid.
And that's the more you know before we go. And before we go, Kayla's got a joke.
What kind of a party is an autopsy party?
Gross.
It's funny.
What an autopsy party. I don't know. Give us a minute, will you? We need to go talk.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This seems more like a joke we should have had around Halloween.
It's funny. What kind of a party is an autopsy party?
I don't even know.
Open mic night.
Open mic. Oh, poor Mike. Now, if you think about it this way, it makes things a lot easier. Make it through today, and if you do a traditional Monday through Friday, make it through today, and you're 40% done.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
It's good.
It's all right then. So have a great day. Go crush it. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.